This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Election day is here, and voting has kicked off across Chicago. WBEZ's Courtney Kippers is out talking to voters.
I'm out at the Ukrainian Cultural Center along Chicago Avenue, and election day is off to a rainy start here, but that did not stop voters from coming out to this polling place. By the time doors opened at 6 a.m., there was a line wrapped around the corner with dozens of voters waiting to get inside. And the voters I talked to told me issues like abortion access and climate change are on their minds today as they go and cast their ballots. Polls are open until 7 p.m. Courtney Kippers, WBEZ News.
Some Chicagoans will be seeing a new office on their ballots today. For the first time, residents will get to elect Chicago school board members. The 10 board members chosen today will be joining the partially elected school board next year. In other races, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox is not seeking re-election. Voters will decide her replacement, choosing from Democrat Eileen O'Neill Burke, Republican Bob Fioretti, and Libertarian Andrew Charles Kopinski. Cook County residents will also select a new clerk after Karen Yarborough died earlier this year. And in Congress, incumbent Democrat Eric Sorensen faces a competitive race for re-election against Republican Joe McGraw in a district that covers a large part of northwestern and central Illinois. Illinois residents can still vote by mail in today's election. Voters who wish to cast their ballot remotely must have their ballot postmarked today. They can also place their ballot in a drop box. Any ballots postmarked after today will not be counted. And as a reminder, if you're in line to vote when the clock hits 7 p.m., you will still be able to vote. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and Police Superintendent Larry Snelling say the city is in mourning after a police officer was shot and killed while on duty last night. Police report someone opened fire after their SUV was pulled over near 80th and Ingleside. The wounded officer was pronounced dead at the University of Chicago Medical Center. Snelling asked Chicagoans to hold the 26-year-old officer's family in their thoughts.
He was a proud individual, very hardworking, and he gave his life for this city. And there's a family grieving, please, please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers, because this is harder than anyone knows, having someone taken suddenly from you like that.
Another person was found dead at the scene. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is investigating. Secret FBI recordings in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan laid out a scheme to pay a one-time aide fired for sexual harassment. The ex-speaker's co-defendant, Michael McLean, hit up a group of Madigan insiders for money to help Kevin Quinn, the out-of-work brother of Chicago alderman Marty Quinn. A prosecutor played a 2018 recording where McLean tells Madigan of the plan, and the ex-speaker does nothing to stop it.
I didn't know if you wanted to not mention it to Marty, or if you want to stay out of it, or...
Well,
Or do you want me to talk to Marty? I mean, whatever you want.
Yeah, I think I ought to stay out of it.
The scheme is part of the racketeering conspiracy charge against both men. Some more things you should know today. A man who cut in line at a polling place and punched an election judge while screaming obscenities was arrested Sunday morning in southwest suburban Orland Park. The Sun-Times reports 24-year-old Daniel Schmidt is charged with aggravated battery, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. Police were called to the Orland Park Township office yesterday, only to find Schmidt being restrained by several people after he allegedly walked past several voters waiting in line and punched an election judge that told him to go to the back of the line. No injuries were reported. Longtime DePaul women's basketball coach Doug Bruno will miss the team's season opener on Wednesday to focus on his health following a medical complication. Associate head coach Jill Pizzotti will serve as the interim head coach while he is away. In a statement, athletic director Dwayne Peavy said he is hopeful Bruno will be able to return in time for the Big East Conference play, which starts in late December. Today's weather, it will likely rain, and the high should reach the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-50s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.